I have to confess to having a real soft spot for live binders. It could be that it's the way that it organises or allows you to organise your information that appeals to my sense of order, I suppose. But if you want to be able to provide resources and put them in one place and then organise them for either yourself or for another audience, it could be for students, it could be for colleagues in your department or school, live binders allows you to set things out in a really efficient and obvious way to anybody looking at it. The easiest way to think of live binders is to think of a card indexing system in a little box, and each of the cards can have information on. Now, normally, if it was a card indexing system, it'd be textual information. Well, sure, you can do that on live binder cards, but you can add so much more, of course, with it being the web. You can add imagery, obviously. You can also embed videos on the cards. You can include documents that you've uploaded. Each card can have sub-tabs on it, so you can have major topics or categories and then divide them up into different resources within each of those categories. You don't need an account to be able to view live binders. If you go to their site, you'll find lots and lots of resources there just by doing a general search on different topics. But if you want to be able to create your own and share them with other people, then you need an account. Having done that, you can start to create your first binder. And it's a fairly straightforward process. If you've got a notion of the text that you want to include to set the context for the resources that you're providing, then type away or paste it onto each of the cards. The cards are structured with particular layouts, and you can choose which kind of layout suits you best. Half and half, divide it in thirds, a full zone. You can even embed web pages actually on the cards themselves just by pasting in a URL. So as you start to assemble your resources together onto these different cards within your binder, you can include other people. So if you want to be able to add a collaborator, you can do that. You can bring other people in by, so long as they've got live binder accounts, and you can work together. Obviously good if you're in a department and producing a set of resources amongst yourselves. If you want to be able to share out your completed product, you can do that by sending either a link or you can get an embed code. There's lots of the social networking features like Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest, etc. And you can also, there's a presentation mode, so you can actually use your live binder as a presentation.